A bill to make K-12 student athletes safer in Florida is now being sent to the governor after receiving a unanimous vote in the House and Senate. The bill focuses on heat stroke prevention for outdoor sports. I'm Blaze Ganey. Stipulations would be put in place at all Florida High School Athletic Association events to help reduce the chances of heat stroke. Sponsor Beverly Hills Republican Representative Ralph Masullo explains some of the new provisions.
This bill will establish heat and humidity levels at which schools must implement a cooling zone at any activity of athletic events, contests, practices, workouts, and conditioning.
The bill gives schools the tools needed to monitor heat and humidity levels. It requires schools to have protocols in place for responding to heat strokes.
It requires school emergency action plans to include a procedure for on-site cooling using cold water immersion or its equivalent before transporting a patient or an athlete to a hospital.
The plans are aimed to help reduce the threat of heat strokes. Other states have a requirement for schools to have cold water immersion tubs on site, and the bill adds Florida to that list. Florida leads the nation in high school student-athlete deaths from heat stroke, with four since 2011. One of those is Zachary Martin, who the bill is now named after.
This amendment names the bill the Zachary Martin Act after a young football player from high school in Lee County who died of heat stroke in 2017. His mother, Lori Giordano, has been an advocate for this bill, and she actually testified before our committee. And I ask you all to accept it.
Martin's mom, Giordano, testified during an earlier committee meeting.
He died in 2017 during summer football practice. He suffered a heat stroke. And for the next 11 days, I watched him fight to survive. Those were the worst 11 days of my life.
It was 107 degrees that day. Giordano believes if the bill becomes law, it'll save kids in the future.
I also believe it's necessary for our schools here in Florida. Exertional heat stroke is 100% preventable and survivable if we are prepared.
During Senate debate on the bill, Kissimmee Democratic Senator Victor Torres said he had a bill that would have helped other Floridians who are out in the heat.
I just want to bring out to other senators that I had a bill on heat bill on those who work outdoors, on those workers, agriculture, construction, that we need to pay attention to their needs as well.
That bill didn't receive a hearing this session. As for the Zachary Martin Act, it's now heading to the governor's desk.